What is wrong with this country? What is wrong with our schools? An 8-year-old boy points his finger, says bang, he gets suspended from school. And if that's not bad enough, wait till you hear what his moron mother had to say about it. It's getting deep in here, folks. We're really in trouble. Our kids are paying the price. Come back. Let's talk about this. And welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagan of the Daily Gator blog, and I seem to have these headaches on a daily basis now. Headaches being the stupidity that is everything the left does in this country. From Fox News, an 8-year-old Florida boy, let me repeat, 8 years old. Think of yourself as 8 years old. Maybe you have an 8-year-old kid right now. Think of 8-year-old kids. Think about them. Things they do normally, naturally. Think about that. An 8-year-old boy has been suspended from school after using his finger as a pretend gun while playing cops and robbers with his friends. Suspended. Not told it's not playtime, Johnny. Can't play right now. Had to wait to recess. No. Suspended. Jordan Bennett was suspended for a day after administrators at Harmony Community School in Harmony, Florida, said the gesture was an act of violence, WFTV.com reported. Pointing your finger is not an act of violence. Anybody who thinks that is an act of violence is stupid. There's no other word for it. They're stupid. It's a miracle that people that stupid can cross a road without getting hit. And maybe we'd be better off if more of them did get hit that are this stupid. Certainly they should be nowhere near children. The boy's mother, Bonnie, told the station she's concerned because her son's, he may be labeled violent with suspension now on his academic record. He had nothing in his hand. It was a finger gun, a pretend gun, Bonnie Bennett said. He didn't threaten violence. He didn't utter words that were inappropriate. He made a sound and used his fingers. That was it. I would love to make a gesture with a finger at every administrator that does something like this to just a kid being a kid. This is an 8-year-old kid being an 8-year-old kid. And these idiots, these leftist pinheads are punishing kids for being normal children. That's what this is. Now, school district officials told the station its code of conduct prohibits students from playing with invisible guns. It obviously also prohibits administrators from thinking with a brain. Bonnie Bennett believes there are more effective ways the district could have disciplined her son. Stop right there. Oh, my head's going to explode. Bonnie Bennett, Bonnie, Miss Bennett, dumbass, whatever. Why should your child be disciplined for being a normal 8-year-old boy? Why? I'd love to ask this woman this, but it gets better. She says, if he would have written an essay about why it was inappropriate and what he did, that would have made more of an impact. He didn't do anything inappropriate. an 8-year-old child pointing his finger, playing cops and robbers, saying bang at his friends is normal for an 8-year-old child. Okay? There's nothing inappropriate about that. There's nothing abnormal, nothing dangerous, nothing violent, nothing out of the ordinary. The only dangerous out of the ordinary things here, the only threat here is idiots like Bonnie Bennett and these morons that run schools that don't have the common sense that God gave to a pissant. I've seen roadkill with better brains than these pinheads. And this is one of those subjects that enrages me because this is child abuse. Taking an 8-year-old boy and punishing him for being an 8-year-old boy is nothing but child abuse. These bastards, these administrators, are no better than the SOB who comes home drunk and smacks his kid around. There's no difference. As far as I'm concerned, they do not belong near children. They're not people with a different point of view. They're not people with different standards, different values. They're scum. They are too stupid to breathe. They are actually too stupid to function in society. If they believe what they're doing is right, they are stupid beyond compare. So stupid they make Jimmy Carter look intelligent. Now the school district told, got to calm down a little bit, WFTV.com that due to student confidentiality, it cannot comment on Jordan's specific case. Last month, 2 7th grade students in Virginia Beach, they were handed long-term suspensions that will last until the end of the school year. That used to be called expulsion, I believe, for playing with an airsoft gun. It's kind of like a BB gun. It shoots little plastic pellets. Now, they were shooting an airsoft gun in their front yard while waiting for the school bus. Front yard is in private property. They've been expelled from school for playing with an airsoft gun. 13-year-old kids. Now, excuse me, in that incident, the school defended the suspensions, arguing that its so-called zero-tolerance policy on guns extends to private property. No, it doesn't. If that's the case, then schools are now going to start saying a kid can't have a BB gun. I guess, hell, a kid can't even play cops and robbers in his own home. If this zero tolerance is going to be, and the left would love to take this into the private home, under private property. This is anti-gun, this is leftism, this is totalitarianism. And they're using these stupid administrators who actually think they're accomplishing something. They're actually that stupid that they think the child abuse they engage in and the trampling of basic liberty that they're engaging in is somehow going to be good for these kids. This has to stop. Parents like Bonnie Bennett don't need to talk about other ways to punish their kids for being kids. They need to talk about getting these jackasses out of positions of authority in schools. Every parent in this school, if they were just care enough about your, if you care about your kids, if this happens in your school, I don't care if it's your kid, I don't care who, go raise holy hell with the school board. Demand that these people be fired and never be allowed to work near children again. Again, I'll say it, they're no better than a child abuser to me. They are abusing children. It's come time to call a spade a spade. Or call an idiot, call a child abuser a child abuser. That's what this is. Punishing children for being children. That has to stop. It has to stop. This is a free damn country. And that includes the freedom of kids to be kids. And not to be molested and abused by bastards like these idiots. I'm Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. Maybe I'll be in a better mood next time, but I doubt it. We'll talk later.